At Sweet Green, a suitcase full of cash won't buy you lunch. Recently, Sweet Green stopped accepting cash as payment. After a handful of Sweet Green restaurants stopped accepting cash in January, barely anyone noticed, according to the company's owners. At Sweet Green's locations throughout the United States, cash purchases have declined to less than 10% today from 40% of all transactions when they opened their first location 9 years ago. They now have 48 locations. Although America is far from becoming a cashless society, cash transactions are less frequent than even a few years ago, and some restaurant owners are betting that customers will be comfortable doing away with cash for convenience. Restaurants like Sweetgreen are pushing credit and debit cards and mobile apps for payments. Apps enable restaurants to gather data and feedback and allow consumers to order ahead and skip long lines. One of the biggest complaints at Sweetgreen is the line. So by reducing cash, they're able to serve customers a lot faster. At the 6 Sweetgreen locations where cash is not accepted, employees can perform 5 to 15% more transactions an hour. There have been only a handful of thefts and robberies since Sweetgreen has been in business, but they believe that going cashless is going to deter thieves because they don't have cash on hand. This is a trend that we're seeing all over the world, the trend to going cashless, to a cashless society. Sweden leads the race to become cashless society. Swedes are blazing a trail in Europe with banks, buses, street vendors, and even churches accepting plastic or virtual payment. Cashless society. It's already coming. Becoming a cashless society is the next step before we reach what's talked about in Revelation 13, which is the mark of the beast. It says, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." In order for this to become possible in the first place, we first need to become a cashless society. And then it's going to be just that much easier for the Antichrist to implement the mark of the beast, to control the buying and selling. I highly recommend that you watch the Revelation series done by Pastor Steven Anderson. If you really want to understand the book of Revelation, it's a great series to go through. I mean, he goes through every verse by verse, explains the whole entire book of the book of Revelation. I'll leave a link to it in the description below. So I'd love to know what you think about this in the comments below. What do you think about going cashless? So be sure to like the video. And if you're new, be sure to hit the red subscribe button and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.